Most of us remember the frontiersman and explorer Daniel Boone from our history books. However, we may not be familiar with his children and their equally impressive contributions to building America. The baby of the family was perhaps the most successful, and it's his story that's next on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Nathan Boone was the youngest son of Daniel and Rebecca Boone's 10 children.
Nathan, who was born in 1781, while his father was actually serving in the Virginia legislature at the time that Thomas Jefferson was governor, and he becomes, in many respects, heir to his father's legacy as a frontiersman.
David Rogensies shares the story from the Nathan Boone Homestead State Historic Site. He says Nathan moved west with his father to what is today Missouri, where he trapped mostly beaver and turned those profits into even greater knowledge and wealth.
He took that knowledge and the profits he made from the fur trade and invested in one of Missouri's early industries, which was the Boonslick Salt Works, where he and his brother and a partner manufactured salt to sell in the St. Louis market.
He also became a surveyor in what was Spanish territory at the time. When the U.S. bought the land as part of the Louisiana Purchase, it was the Boones who were part of the 1st Militia.
Captain of the militia company for St. Charles was Daniel Boone. His ensign, kind of like his second lieutenant for that company, was his son Nathan.
Boone was skilled in his relations with Native American tribes. He also led many military expeditions west from Missouri.
In the military, you can definitely say he was the great example of the man who helped push America westward from the Mississippi River to the foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
Nathan Boone owned a farm near Springfield, Missouri. It was close to a land office there where he could file claims. It served as his home base during his years of travel as a surveyor and during military service. More from that farm next time as we travel the countryside in Ash Grove, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.